Do you like the pink crash helmet? It's, I'm glad there's no kids in, because I work with kids now and again. You know, they think I'm Coco the Clown when I walk on. Honestly, kids, I think I'm going to pull a string and my hair's going to fly up. I lost my hair when I was 16. What a card game that was. But... Snap. You don't actually go bald. When you get older in life, it just grows in and it comes out your nose and your ears. I went to this hairdresser, I said, I want some highlights, and he's given me this video of old haircuts. And never trust an electrician with no eyebrows. Hate people that take drugs, you know, like customs officers and policemen. Phone the drugs helpline and you get this woman's voice and she went, if you want information on cannabis, press hash. Last year in London, there was 100,000 people went marching to legalise cannabis. And they're all marching going, what do we want? When do we want it? What? I had a night off last night, so I phoned this place up. You know, they deliver to your house. Domino's Pizza. Have you ever done? Domino's Pizza. You phone them up and they... Well, I've got this prat on the phone. He said, hello, Domino's Pizza. Carl speaking. How can I help you? I said, well, have a guess, Carl. I said, you wouldn't have a radiator cap for a 1979 Cortina, would you? I love all that fast food jobby. I love all that. You know, have you seen these Chinese opening up all over the place now? You know, all you can eat for 12 quid. I thought, that's reasonable. You only get one chopstick. And when I'm working in Birmingham, I love to go to Birmingham and, you know, because the curry there, fabulous. I always have the chicken tarka. It's like a chicken tikka, but a little hotter. But I was there recently. I was there recently. In Birmingham, and the waiter came up and he went, curry okay? I said, yeah, put me down for my way, Frank Sinatra. But it's lovely. I stayed in Oakhampton last night. Ooh, wow. And this morning, you know, I was around the shopping centre, which took me a while. And there's a guy sat on the side of the road and, you know, all matted hair he had and really manky, and he had a cap and an old battered guitar. And he started to sing. He said, when I was young, life was so logical. I said, that was Supertramp. He said, thanks very much, mate. When you hit your thumb with a hammer, why do you hop around on one leg? My grandma, bless her, she's 98. And we had to put her in a home. And, I mean, she was like a fish out of water. She died. But it's nice to be down this end of the country. I usually come down here to do the caravan parks, you know, in the summer. Has anyone ever been in a caravan for a holiday? One night in a caravan, I was converted, I pierced my ears and started selling scrap. Now... a week in a caravan and you realise what a nice house you've got. And the showers are great in a caravan, aren't you? You just wet the wall and spin round. And then the curtain tries to give you one. You know, you do it. Have you ever tried to watch on television? Why they put it on? Opera. Have you ever tried to watch an opera? Everyone is exactly the same, you know, if you watch them. There's always the same people in every opera. There's always a fat bird with plaits. Tin tits and a helmet. And she walks on and goes, "Hey, chippa, lady, me, chimota, pepe." And a big fat fella with a beard and an earring, he walks on and goes, "Ha, ha, ha, ha!" She stabs him straight through the heart, but he doesn't die. He wants to sing then. "She stabbed me, she stabbed me." I started my career in showbiz. I was in a circus. I didn't do an act, but they kept me on for like 9 years on the circus because I was the only one who could get the tent in the bag. Then there was... I was the human cannonball who used to get £60 a week plus a bit of mileage, you know. The... But I left the circus because there was a few accidents and the contortionist who had a heart attack and he died. But he died in his own arms, so... Next time you're on a plane, if you want a bit of a laugh, you know when the person next to you is fast asleep and they start leaning in your space? Put your life jacket on and get your oxygen mask and wake him up. Just go... And watch the adrenaline ooze out of his socks. And that's the worst thing for me, because I'm a smoker, is that you're like a leper now, aren't you? Everywhere you go, aren't you? You know, when you're at an airport, smokers...
Britannia flight 463 to Tenerife, boarding now, gate 27, thank you.
Smokers in the toilet, 9 in their mouth at once. Make yourself green. Then you get on the plane and you go, "Do you know, I've never smoked another cigarette in my life. Disgusting, horrible habit." An hour into the flight, that's worn off. And now you've got the duty-free book out. And you're licking pictures of fags. Then an hour before you land, they come round with this trolley with 8 million fags on it, and you go, "You bastard!" But you always feel safe on a plane, don't you, when the pilot speaks, because they always sound educated, don't they? You always feel nice, don't they? "Hello, ladies and gentlemen, your captain, Montague Smile Burton. I'm your pilot down to Malaga today. The flying time is about 2 hours, 28 minutes. Weather today is fine. Sit back, relax, and I'll speak to you later. Thank you." And you feel safe. Can you imagine if it was a Scouse pilot? You'd crap yourself, wouldn't you? "All right, there. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain here, Charlie Jones. Taking it down to Malaga today." "Just get up through these fluffy clouds and I'll get me boot down for you." "I have to apologise, anyone, for the... there's no sugar on this flight. So you'll have to have AMCCs." that's embarrassing, isn't it, using a toilet on a plane? So you usually wait until there's no queue. There's no queue there, you dive in quick. But someone's been in there before you with a bit of a problem. And you can't go. And you rush out quick and there's a big long queue. And you're apologising for something you haven't done. I never went. But everyone on the plane thinks it was you. They all walk past your seat. I'm sat next to a drunk, he said to the stewardess, "How do you get drinks?" She said, "I bring them. What do you want?" He said, "Gin and tonic." "Give me gin and tonic." He said, "What happens when I want another one?" She said, "Press the button above your head." And 2 minutes later, he had his glass to the air nozzle. I arrived in Spain and I learnt a few Spanish words. One Spanish word I'll never forget is chuchu. Remember that if you go to Spain? Chuchu. Because I come out this bar in Benidorm, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just felt this thing in my back, and this voice said, "If you don't give me your wallet, I'm going to shoot you." So I thought, I'll... Spanish food. Went in this Spanish restaurant, I ordered octopus, and the waiter said, "It takes 4 hours. I said, "4 hours for octopus?" He said, "Well, we cook them when they're alive and they keep turning the gas off." I got food poisoning last week. I haven't used it yet. I'm saving it for the wife. It's in a bottle. But I couldn't believe it. This is Spain. I'm in this hotel. And I'm, you know, as we are, Brits, you know, straight up to the hotel, aren't you? Case on the bed. See what the bathroom's like. Cockroach. Right. So, I've got a tissue, straight down to the reception. "Manager, please. Look at that." He said, "Cucaracha." I said, "Say that again." He said, "Cucaracha." I said, "Yeah, I know." He says, "He's dead." I said, "No, it's dead." I said, "But 4,000 of his mates have come to the funeral." Because we don't like them, do we, Brits? Them cockroaches. You will stand on them and they click, don't they? Then you pick your foot up and they run under the fridge. And they come out the next morning with a plaster on the back. A blue one if it's in a kitchen. But I love them bathrooms when you go away, Spain and all that. You know, and they always have two toilets. I love all that bit. You know what I mean? Don't have it over here, do we? I always get the one with no lid on. And I didn't realise it's to wash your feet, isn't it? Well, it said shanks on it. Have you ever tried to eat a whelk? I was chewing it for 4.5 hours. I took it out of my mouth, there wasn't a mark on it. You ever tried them winkles? And they give you a stick to eat them with. They're like bogies with a crash helmet on. You wouldn't eat 12 of them on a baguette. But the world's gone mad, innit? I feel sorry for them fathers, you know what I mean? Remember that fella that was in Buckingham Palace dressed as Batman? Making a point, you know. But you notice what they've said now? Anyone does that stunt again, you're going to shoot him. I'd do it. Dress up as a fox. Can't shoot them. I've got a little dog, he's called Stay, and my neighbours think I'm cracked. Well, come here, Stay. I do after-dinner speaking now, you know, because we do cabaret and we do after-dinner speaking, and I was doing one in the Lake District last week with that Chris Bonington, you know, the mountain climber. And I'm sat on a top table with him for 3.5 hours talking about Kendall mint cake. I said, why do you climb mountains then? And he said, because they're there. I said, oh, same reason we walk around them then. Well, I love it down here. I love this down here. It's brilliant. Went in at a local pub the other day. I couldn't believe it. Big roaring fire, you know. All farmers, you know what I mean? You know all them farmers? Is there only one shop where they can buy clothes? You know what I mean? Get trendy farmers. Diesel. That'll do, won't it? So I've gone in this country pub. Big roaring fire. The guy sat there, had his gun dog. This fella's walked in this bar, and this gun dog was up like... Watch this fella walk to the bar, this gun dog. Followed his every move. He got his pint, he sat down, gun dog sat down. Every time this fella got up, this gun dog was up. Got his pint, sat down, gun dog sat down. I thought, what's all this about? He had 4 pints, this fella. As he was walking out, the barman said, "Good night, Mr. Partridge." What do you expect for nothing? Danny LaRue. My father actually knew the day he was going to die. A judge told him. It was in America. They were just putting them in the electric chair. The warden said, "Have you a last request?" He said, "Hold my hand." On every anniversary, we put a wreath by the socket. And I see we've got Bush again, haven't we? We've got him for another 4 years. Wow. He comes out with some classic statements, doesn't he, Bush? When we find Bin Laden, we will. The Yanks have all got this stuff, haven't they? They've got that satellite up there. Do you know they've got a satellite up there, like 500,000 miles away? They can read your number plate, right, from 8 million miles away. Bin Laden escaped on a donkey. I did pantomime 1 year in Saudi Arabia. I did Ali Baba and the 40 Fellas with One Hand. I got the paper this morning and couldn't believe it. You know, the showbiz papers and all that. And I'm looking through this thing and it had a picture of Liz Hurley, you know, the actress, with her love child. A nice word, isn't it? A different word when I was young. That wouldn't work at a football match, would it? The referee's a love child. I love that football. I love watching it on telly. I want to go to Scotland, though. I want to go to Scotland and I want to go to a match and I want to watch Inverness Caledonian Thistle. And I want to stand behind the goal and just shout, "Give it an eye!" and piss off. You'd still be there at 7 o'clock, wouldn't you? Thistle! Plums are dear. I found. So I'm in the library, and I said to the librarian, I said, "Have you got any books on self-help?" She said, "Well, I'd be defeating the object if I told you where they are." I went to the dentist last week, and my dentist, he's gay. We call him the Tooth Fairy. But have you noticed a dentist never speaks to you? It's always his assistant, isn't it? She's the one. She sticks you in the chair, don't she? Then she gives you that pink stuff, you know, that Campari disinfectant. And I never drink it. When she turns her back, I spit it in the bowl. Then he injects you, and when half your head doesn't work, he wants a conversation. How's the wife and family? I thought they were all both. Walking around talking like Peter Beardsley all morning. And the dentist never tells you not to have anything to eat or drink when you go home. When you go home and you have a cup of coffee and it's all pouring out the side of your face, isn't it? And you have a sandwich and 3 hours later you've ate your tongue. So I'm travelling down. I tell you what, I've got a Toyota car, brilliant Japanese car, Toyota. It's got satellite navigation. That is. But did you say something, Knob Flash? You remind me of a toothache I once had. So I've got this. Ever kiss one of these at 95 mile an hour? Brilliant. Satellite navigation. How does that work? This Toyota's brilliant. You just put in where you want to go, Japanese voice tells you how to get there. It's brilliant. Honestly, put in where you want to go, step on motorway. Turn left at right. I put in Exeter, and this voice went, oh, you don't go there. Hey. But I'm driving down on the motorways, and I couldn't believe it. I was bursting. Oh, I was bursting for the loo. I was in bad trouble. 8 mile tailback. I've just made it to the services. I've driven in, right? I've left the car wide open, legged it. Straight in, trap six. Oh. Next cubicle, this fella says, how are you doing? I said, how am I doing? I said, I've only just made that. Oh. He said, how's your mum? I said, how's me mum? I said, what are you talking about, you prat? And this fella popped his head over the cubicle. He said, do you mind? I'm on the phone. There's an impression from that fabulous film, Carrie Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Carrie! Well, you know them country roads in the summer, 3 o'clock in the morning? There's always a rabbit. There's always a rabbit sat in the middle of the road. I've got a mate of mine who's a vet. I phoned him up. I said, why do rabbits sit in the middle of the road? He said, well, they collect car numbers. He said, they only usually get one. Living in Blackpool, we have... So I bet you've all been to Blackpool. Have you been up to Blackpool for one of them weekends? Oh, it's a fabulous place. You get the best drunks in Blackpool. And I've found nowadays the best drunk is in a kebab shop. You know, because that big lump of fat going round on a stick. That is like a lighthouse to a piss head, that is. Because no one eats a kebab, do you? It's just something to hold onto in case there's a fight. Because you only nibble the bread, don't you? All the middle stuff's on your shoe. My hobby is watching drunks. I love kids in clubs, you know, like they've had about four bottles of, four bottles of Bud, haven't they? Then the bouncers throw them out. come here. And they go, it wasn't me, miss, wasn't me, wasn't me, wasn't me, mister. And they get them outside and the kids go, come on. I love watching drunks. The best drunk is Christmas morning, because every pub in the country, Christmas morning, always full of men, all with new jumpers on. And the whole pub stinks of Hugo Boss. And they all walk out of the pub at 2:30 Christmas Day and they go, well, as long as the kids enjoy it. New Year's Eve, that's the best, isn't it? New Year's Eve. Everyone's your mate. He's there, isn't he? Hey, you can count him on one hand. Your friends, and you're there. Numero two. There's my hand, there's my heart. If you ever need anything. Ding dong, happy new year. If you look at my wife again, I'm going to knock your bleeding lights out, mate. Why do drunks always look at your shoes? Have you noticed that in a queue? Stand next to a drunk in a queue, they always look at you. They stand there and they go. And they step back and have another look. And they all say the same thing, don't they? But Blackpool, I went to one of them fortune tellers in Blackpool and I said I want my palm read and she hit it with a spanner. She said, do you believe in reincarnation? I said, no, and I didn't believe it when I was a frog. She got the crystal ball out. She said, you're not going to have any more children. And the ball rolled off the table and crushed me knackers. Kids are funny, aren't they? Are they? Why? I don't know. I was saying about Blackpool. I love that, you know, the pleasure beach at Blackpool. I love that. And I took my lad on the pleasure beach in Blackpool just for an hour. Only had like 600 quid on me. And I'm coming out of the fairground and there's a Welsh fella getting in his car. I said, excuse me, mate, and my car won't start. I said, have you got any jump leads? And he's giving me all these phone numbers in Cardiff. So, no, never mind. But I love farming communities. I once went to a farmer, I said, can you use me on the land? He said, no, we've got special stuff. Ladies, have you noticed your man, when he's had alcohol, he turns into a bit of a sex god? Stood there in his lemon Y-fronts with white piping, one black sock. Stood there trying to be a Chesterfield, Chippendale. Then he comes out with them sexy words, doesn't he? Wake up, love, my friend wants to see you. That's when the actress comes out in You Girls, the Joan Collins. Don't you touch me. When I married you, I thought you were brave. So did all my mates. you were half a man, you'd take the children to the circus. If it was half a man, I'd be in the circus. I did a show with a Chinese magician. His name was On Too Long. He came on. Juggling with four stiff-necked geese. And we had, we had these Cossack dancers on, and I think the money they paid them, they should dance standing up. Two fellas finishing a game of golf, gone in the clubhouse. On the first pint, mobile. Hello? Your darling, how did your golf go? He said, I played really well. Played really well today. It's your darling, you know that Mercedes Sports? They've got one in the garage. He said, well, go and get it. Go and get it. He said, you deserve it. Go and get it. She said, thank you, darling. Thank you. Bye. He said, bye. Who's this phone? Did you see the post office have just paid £18 million for one machine? And this machine can sort 25,000 letters a minute. And then they give them to a fella on a bike. Has anyone been on a train lately? I love going on trains. You'd have a laugh. Now they have a three-pin socket on a train. You know, and it's got... for computers only. And I just want to go on with an ironing board. Or an edge trimmer and flat out the window. I was in London. I love going to London. And I couldn't believe it. Have you seen where the Queen lives? It's like a palace. It's huge. Oh. She's got a fella stood outside in a kennel. Look. Red jacket on. Wonderful head of hair. Prince Philip said, what do you think of your uniform? He said, my bearskin keeps falling over my forehead. I'm doing this jig, Park Lane Hotel, and go in, French fella. So I said, could I book in for the night, please? And he looked at this hairstyle. He said, you think you can afford it? I said, yes. He said, it's £380. I said, that's all right. He said, would you like a shower or a bath? I said, well, what's the difference? He said, you sit down in a bath. Well, I phoned the ambulance for him. We've got in this room, and the wife said, are we taking the little bottles of shampoo? I said, we're taking the curtains. I said, get on that stool. Swags and tails and the pole. Get the lot. Well, this hotel, they had everything there. They had a jacuzzi. They had a spa. So I was straight in the spa. You know, got a bottle of milk, some hobnobs. And... they had a sauna. Well, I've never been in a sauna in my life. I thought, I'll get my money's worth here. So now I'm sat in a sauna, half naked, with six strange blokes. I bit my lips on this ladle trying to get a drink. They had a swimming pool. Well, I haven't been in a swimming pool now for 25 years. I didn't know technology. When I went to a swimming pool, if they wanted you out, they used to come at you with a big bamboo pole. Remember that? Do you know there's a chemical now in every swimming pool, and if a man has a pee in the water, it comes out bright blue, it's like ink. And the nose done it. And if a woman has a pee in the water, it comes out pink. Well, me and the wife were up and down this pool, we were like the Red Arrows. This is one for the girls. Girls, true story. I must tell you this, true story. My next door neighbour, she's 47. She's got two teenage daughters and they're both working. Last week, she had to go to the gynaecologist for a checkup. So she's got the girls up for work, right? She's got them, she's done the breakfast for them, right? The girls have got off to work. She's gone into the shower, got herself ready, down the gynaecologist's, right? Up in the stirrups, make a wish. And the gynaecologist said, oh, he said, you've made an effort. He said, you've really made an effort. He said, I see a lot of ladies in this job. You have made an effort. She's lying there thinking, what is he talking about? She's got herself ready. She's gone home. She's got the dinner on for the two girls. 7 o'clock, the oldest daughter's ran in and went, Mum, I forgot to tell you this morning, don't use my flannel. It's full of glitter. I've got a little drink there, have we, Stevie? I'm going to a little drinkette. And girls, that is a true story, honestly. True story. Wouldn't that be funny? Imagine two women in maternity hospital. One was posh, one was normal. And this posh woman, she sat there, she said, when I had my first baby, my husband bought me a little apartment in Marbella. This woman said, very nice. Very, very nice. She said, I had my second child. He bought me a Mercedes sports car. She said, very nice. Very, very nice. She said, when you had your first baby, did your husband buy you anything at all? Yeah, he bought me some elocution lessons. She said, they haven't worked, have they? She said, they have. I used to say, piss off, but now I say, very nice. Very nice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been sat there. Have a nice life, eat plenty of veg. And if I don't see her again, hello. Cheers, thanks very much. You want to change that, Guinness? This drinking and driving, I've cut down on me driving. Because booze killed my mother. My dad got pissed and shot her. Anyone in from the Galapagos Islands? Any? I'll just leave that there, my love. Where are we all from then? Where else do you live? Pardon? Launceston. I'm sure there's some nice parts of it. Well, I went in there, no one talks to you unless you've got a bit of straw hanging out of your mouth. I put some money in the jukebox doing Ed Wurzel records. You're right. You're not from police file, are you? I'll give the hubcaps back. Always remember at the end of the day, it goes dark. When that fella landed on the moon and he was supposed to have said one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, what he actually said was, there's no way a cow can jump over this. Don't like America. I took the kids to America, took them to Disneyland, and they can spank your arse there, can't they? That Disney World, I couldn't believe it. And one of my lads, I've got a lad, six. Stupid name for a kid. But he wanted a, you know, Mickey Mouse table lamp for his bedroom. So anyway, he bought it and, you know, gone to the till and this American, you know, how they are. Excuse me, sir, are you English? I said, yes. He said, well, this lamp will not work on your English electricity. I said, well, can you stick a long lead on it? Being in Equity, as we are, Equity members, do you remember the film Tenko about the Japanese prisoners of war? Well, being an Equity member, and they were filming it in Lancashire, they phone you up and they say, do you want to be an extra? So anyway, I've gone down to the filming of Tenko, and there's me, and they dress us up, you know, as Japanese prisoners of war. There was me and seven thin blokes. And this producer walked up, and he wasn't exactly, you know, a prop forward for Wigan. He said, what are you supposed to be? I said, I'm a Japanese prisoner of war. He said, you must be 17 stone. I said, they only caught me yesterday. You've been a fabulous crowd. Thanks for coming to see us all. I need an empty glass now. Have you got a small empty glass, my love? Have you got a small empty glass? Cheers. I've just moved house, you know, and you can never find a box with the glasses in. So I'll finish off my part of the evening. Can you imagine a fellow on the radio doing the Noddy programme for kids? And he hates kids. He needs kids like a moose needs a hat rack. And he's been doing this for 20 years, every Monday morning, on the radio. Noddy programme for kids, hates kids, and he's an alcoholic. Don't forget, it's on the radio. And I think it sounds something like this. Morning, kids. Noddy Show. Are you all listening to your radios? Oh, what a little Noddy do today. He wakes up, doesn't he? Goes in the bathroom for a wash. Can you hear little Noddy? Fill in the sink with water. Little Noddy's got a big sink, hasn't he? He said, oh, sod it, I'll have a bath. Then he goes downstairs for his breakfast. There's a milkman. Pours himself a cup of tea. Pour himself some toast. And a runny egg. Then he got in his car with his friend Gordon. Oh, Gordon. And he's going on his holidays to Scunnybottleland. And he met a Scottish Red Indian. Hawkeye the new. Then he met a Scouser Indian. Hang on a bow. Went to the cake shop in Glasgow. He said, is that a custard or meringue? He said, no, you're not wrong, it's a custard. And he's driving through Scotland, his car stopped, and Noddy said, oh, my car won't go at all. Phone the AA man. He said, what's wrong, eh? Hey! Found there was no water in the rainy night, no.
No washing the way she whoppers. No washing the headlamps. He said, what's wrong with my car, eh, man? He said, shit in the carburetor. He said, how often do I have to do that?